1-800-749-5936. Call now to get on the air for today's consumer calls. Good morning and welcome to Consumer Calls. My name is Sharon, and once again, those numbers are 918-336-1400 and the toll-free number 1-800-749-5936. And we're looking for your items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. We're not looking for any business advertising. Licensed to running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. Now, you can ask for those things. You just can't sell them here on Consumer Calls. And we are here till 9:30, and I see phones that have lit up. Let's go to our phones. Good morning. How may I help you?
Hi. I have a female tuxedo cat that I need to rehome. She is spayed, vaccinated. She's litter box trained. She's indoor, outdoor. She has all of her claws. She has to be the only pet because she doesn't get along well with others. She comes with a very nice cat tree. Food, toys, and everything that goes with the cat.
Okay.
My number is 918-440-0665.
All right. So you have a female tuxedo cat, spayed, has her claws all intact, and she's vaccinated. She has her cat tree, food, and toys that come with her, and you need to find her a good home. And 918-440-0665 is the phone number to call.
That is correct, and she does need to be the only pet.
Okay, all right.
Okay,
we got it.
Thank
you
so much.
All right, you're very welcome. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Good morning. How may I help you?
Yes, I have a hitch. It's a converter to go from a gooseneck camper or a fifth-wheel camper to a gooseneck. It's an adapter system. My number is 918-331-6393.
Okay, and what did you call it again?
It's a hitch adapter. It goes like on a camper.
Oh, okay. Sure.
It converts it over to a gooseneck.
Okay, all right, great. And 918-331-6393 is the phone number to call.
That's it. Thank you.
We appreciate it. Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Thank you.
All right, we appreciate those phone calls. Keep them coming in, 918-336-1400 and toll-free 1-800-749-5936. Items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. And with that, I'll be right back.
This is Daryl Wooten, pastor of Spirit Church, inviting you to join us each Sunday morning from 9:30 to 10:30 for church services on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3. Spirit Church is a place of love, joy, and peace, and we pray you'll receive all three during each Sunday's broadcast. Tune in each Sunday on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3 at 9:30.
Scattered showers should start to wind down pretty quickly across northern Oklahoma and southern Kansas over the next several hours. And then we may see a few more later today, but lower probabilities compared to yesterday. High temperatures this afternoon, well below the seasonal averages, will be in the lower 70s and mostly cloudy conditions. Tomorrow morning, 61, a high tomorrow of 76, north winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Both Wednesday and Thursday will have additional shower and storm chances, severe threats very low. Improving weather into the weekend. From the Bob Mills Weather Center, I'm News on 6's Alan Crone.
Thank you, Alan, for the weather update. At 9:16, we're experiencing 64 degrees out on our climb up to a little bit warmer temperatures this afternoon. And tonight, about a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, and then mostly cloudy. And then tomorrow, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms as well, and a high of around 76 degrees. Our time now is 9:17. You're listening to Consumer Calls, and I'm looking for callers at 918-336-1400 and our toll-free number 1-800-749-5936. Items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. And each day, we'll give you a question that you can weigh in or call in by calling 918-336-1400, or you can go to BartlesvilleRadio.com for the link, or go to the K1, KYFM, KRG, KPGM Facebook page and vote. And today's Maple Street Meat Market poll question is, today, with today's situation, do you wear a mask or not wear a mask in public? That's kind of important. Call us with your answer at 918-336-1400. Go to bartlesworldradio.com for the link, or go to K1KYFM KRIG KPGM Facebook page and vote. And again, the poll question of the day comes to us from the Maple Street Meat Market in Coffeyville, Kansas. With today's situation, do you wear a mask or do you not wear a mask in public? And again, 918-336-1400. Good morning. How may I help you?
Yes, Sharon. I have a white electric stove, and it's a Frigidaire, and it's in working condition, and I just would like to give it away.
All right. Great. And what is your phone number?
It's 918-766-3340.
Okay. And again, that's on a white electric stove. It's a Frigidaire. It works free to a good home. 918-766-3340 is the phone number to call. All you have to do is say, I'll take it, and I will pick it up. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye now. All right. Again, she's giving away a free electric stove, white in color. It's a Frigidaire, and it works. 918-766-3340 is that phone number to call. Our time now is 9:19, and looking for your calls at 918-336-1400 and our toll-free number 1-800-749-5936 for your items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. We're not taking any business advertising, licensed or running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. Of course, you can ask for those things. You just can't sell them here on consumer calls. And we've had a few callers call in. The first caller called them with a free to a good home, female tuxedo cat, vaccinated, spayed, and has her claws. She comes with a cat tree, food, and toys, just about anything you can get for a cat. And the stipulation is that she needs to go to a home that has no other pets. 918-440-0665 is that phone number. Second person called in with a hitch adapter, 918-331-6393. And then the free electric white stove, Frigidaire brand, is working. 918-766-3340 is the phone number to call. Our time now is 9:20. It is time for our Oklahoma Energy Report, a three-minute report. And then after that, we'll do our doggone report.
A weekly game, but lots of worry. Hello, everyone. I'm Matt Skinner with today's Oklahoma Energy Report on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Oil prices head into the holiday shortened trading week on an uncertain note. In spite of a huge gain for the week last week, the worry isn't anything new. It was just on hiatus because of the pandemic. In a word, it's China, or more precisely, growing tensions between Beijing and Washington. While the NYMEX July crude contract hit a more than six-week high on Thursday of $33.91 a barrel and posted a nearly 13% jump for the week, Friday saw the price fall 2% to $33.25 a barrel, while the global benchmark Brent was off 2.6% to $35.13 a barrel, still an 8.1% weekly gain. What got traders backing off on Friday was a statement from President Trump that the U.S. would react, quote, strongly if the Chinese government moves to crack down on dissidents in Hong Kong, something that would happen if a proposed new national security law goes into place. China is the world's largest importer of oil, and its economy is struggling because of COVID-19. Natural gas prices saw an up week as traders hope natural gas demand will increase with the arrival of hot weather and the need for natural gas-fired electricity to power air conditioning. The NYMEX June crude contract gained more than 5% on the week, ending at $1.73 a million BTUs. The number of rigs drilling for oil and natural gas in the U.S. continues to shrink drastically. 10th straight weekly drop in the Baker Hughes rig count. The total of 318 is a fall of about 68% from the same time last year. Oklahoma's rig count is down to just 12. While unchanged from the previous week, it's 88% under where it was a year ago. That's today's Oklahoma Energy Report for the Oklahoma Corporation Commission. I'm Matt Skinner.
Even in these challenging times, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission continued to work with Oklahoma State University in the wheat variety trials. The trials were planted last fall, and Wheat Commission Executive Director Mike Schulte encourages you to go out and take a look at the wheat variety trials at a wheat plot near you.
Even though we're not having the large field days per se, we're really challenging producers to get out and go look at the varieties. The research is still being conducted at OSU. We have not stopped anything as far as our research programs or the work that's being done on collecting the data. Producers can certainly look at the app for the QR codes on their phones, and they can go and take those up to the signs at the research plots, and so they can make their assessments visually out there, but they also then can use those QR codes that will go into greater detail about the information on all those varieties that are available.
There's a map that shows you the replicated wheat plots across the state, plus YouTubes of the Altus and Chickasha virtual tours at the Oklahoma Wheat Commission website, okwheat.org.
Lost cats who want their mama. And lost dogs, you know, the ones this show goes to occasionally, and other household pets. Now, hopefully, are reunited with their families as K1 presents the Doggone Bulletin Board.
And once again, it's time for our Doggone Report. For a complete listing of our lost or found animals on our report, you can visit our website, bartlesvilleradio.com, click on the community tab, then click on the Doggone link, and you can see everything there. Now, if you need to submit a lost or found animal, by all means, go to bartlesvilleradio.com, click on the submit tab, and you can enter your information. There's a form to fill out, answer questions, and at the end, you can upload a picture, hit the submit button, it goes to us, and then we take care of it and send it on its way. But if you don't want to do any of that, you can call the office at 918-336-1001 and leave your information with one of us. We'll make sure it gets to the website and to the report. And you can email me, Sharon@BartlesvilleRadio.com, with your information, attach a picture, and I'll get to it as quick as I can. Well, we have a found or a lost female gray-brown tabby, domestic short-haired tabby, Ranch Heights area, 918-977-0994. We also have Omar, a lost male cat, a Manx with short tail, black with a white spot on his chest, not wearing a collar, last in the area of Cherokee Place behind Bartlesville High School. He's neutered, and he's 5 years old. He'll come to Bacon if you offer it. Please call Cassie at 918-914-2654. Doc is a lost male brown and white English bulldog in Bardu, not wearing a collar. He's 60 pounds and very friendly and approachable. He is sorely missed, and they would like to get him back home. Ask for Amy, 918-534-7504. Mick is a lost soft-coated Wheaton Terrier that is tan and sandy color, and he has a nub tail. He weighs about 50 pounds, lost in the area of Colonial, South Bartlesville, and he is not wearing his collar. Ask for Kristen at 918-914-1871. And that is your Doggone Report for this morning. And like I said, for a complete listing of our lost or found animals on the report, you can visit our website, bartlesvilleradio.com, click on the community tab, then click on the Doggone link. It'll open up. You can see everything there. And if you need to submit a lost or found animal, go to bartlesvilleradio.com, click on the submit tab, submit your information. You can even upload a picture. And you can still call the office at 918-336-1001 and leave your information with one of us, and we'll make sure it gets to the website and to the report. And if you don't want to do any of that, you can email me, Sharon@bartlesvilleradio.com, with your information, attach a picture. I'll get to it as fast as I can. And that's your Doggone Report.
The Doggone Bulletin Board is a free service. Simply call us at 336-1400 or stop by the studios here at Broadcast Center, 1200 Southeast Frank Phillips Boulevard in Bartlesville. The Doggone Bulletin Board. It's a public service of K1. 1400 KWON.
And welcome back to Consumer Calls. Our time now is 9:27, 64 degrees out. And I am looking for your consumer calls at 918-336-1400 and our toll-free number 1-800-749-5936. Items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. We're not looking for any business advertising, licensed or running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. You may ask for those things. You just can't sell them here on Consumer Calls. And our Maple Street Meat Market poll question of the day is, with today's situation. Do you wear a mask or not wear a mask in public? And you can weigh in by calling us at 918-336-1400 or go to BartlesboroRadio.com for the link or go to the K1, KYFM, KRG, KPGM Facebook page and vote. And again, the poll question of the day comes to us from the Maple Street Meat Market in Coffeyville, Kansas. And the question is, with today's situation, do you wear a mask or not wear a mask in public? And I'll say, good morning, caller. How may I help you?
Just an answer to the quiz, Sharon. I wear a mask. I don't keep it over my nose and mouth when I'm walking, you know, and away from people. But when I go, you know, practicing the six-foot distancing in a crowd of people, I
sure.
wear it.
Okay. Definitely. Perfect. Well, we appreciate you phoning us and letting us know.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now. All right. So, yes for that. He wears a mask, he practices social distancing, and he's doing all the correct things. Anyway, you're listening to Consumer Calls, 918-336-1400, and toll-free 1-800-749-5936. Six items to buy, sell, trade, and give away, like this free female tuxedo cat. She's spayed, has all of her vaccinations, has cat tree food and toys that go with her. Only stipulation, if you take her, she has to go to a pet-free home. 918-440-0665. The second person called in with a hitch adapter, 918-331-6393. And then the free white electric stove, Frigidaire brand, 918-766-3340. And I'm going to go ahead and close out today's program. You have a beautiful day. And I will talk to you tomorrow with more of Consumer Calls. Stay well, and I'll talk to you then.
Her grouchy 12-year-old son was cheered up by the prospect of swimming in a backyard pond, so she hesitantly joined him. Tara Davis on